The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping all of us to better understand the use of water. Today, what does sustainability mean?
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insight. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about the word sustainable, specifically in relation to SGMA. The word sustainable sounds straightforward, but under SGMA, it has a very specific definition. Today, I'm joined by Ronnie Samuelian from Provost and Pritchard to help us translate that into plain language. Good morning, Ronnie. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning.
So we have the first question as it relates to SGMA and sustainability. So when SGMA talks about sustainability, what does that mean in everyday terms?
Well, thanks for having me on, Laura. I think the easiest way to understand it is in terms of water level monitoring. And if a water level in a well is declining, it's not considered not sustainable over the long term. We will see up and down over time in dry periods, but you want that water level over time to average essentially flat, no longer on a trend of declining. That's probably the simplest way to understand sustainability.
So if an area or a basin is sustainable, it's because their water level isn't going up or down. So in addition to monitoring wells, are there other ways that can be measured?
Sure, there's lots of factors that go into it. But I have a client who likes to say, we can say all the things we want in a report, but the monitor wells are the lie detectors. We spent generations building the economy and the vibrant ag infrastructure we have in our communities in the valley. And we essentially have 20 years to correct that. We can't just flip a switch and be done. So there is going to be some decline before we can get it corrected. And in various basins, they actually are planning on water levels to be a little lower. But SGMA and DWR require that you consider any undesirable results. And they really focus on the impacts to beneficial users and uses, which are fancy terms that maybe the question would be is, well, if the water level has declined and you're allowing it to decline further until 2040, then it needs to be flat by 2040. Are there impacts that are caused during this period? And there's a lot of debate around that. But if the lowering of a water level causes an impact, then our GSAs need to consider how to correct or mitigate for impacts that are considered significant.
So from what I'm hearing is that if the groundwater levels currently are still declining, that doesn't really mean that they're failing right now, because it's that you want a flat line in the long term?
Yeah, the SGMA law required that we are at sustainability by 2040. Now, there's been different debates on certain things like subsidence and other things where they're really wanting us to flip the switch right away. But it just is essentially impractical to take what we've done in generations and correct it overnight. A lot of factors go into that. But many of the areas are being asked to do things very quickly, and GSAs are doing immense work to try and get there. But it just is going to take time, and it's a very heavy lift. So we just need to recognize it's not going to happen overnight.
And then especially, like you said, because we did this for so many years, we can't just stop and change everything overnight. So thank you so much, Ronnie, for joining me and providing such valuable information. Sustainability doesn't mean groundwater levels need to fluctuate. It means avoiding long-term harm that affects communities, infrastructure, ecosystems, and future reliability. So thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the Cala Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.